The Water Research Institute of the CSIR, in 2013, shared a report with the National Security on the impact of illegal mining on water bodies with the Pura and Brim rivers heavily polluted. That research by the WRI indicated that rivers in southwestern systems that were in fairly good conditions in 2010 had deteriorated between 2013 to 2015. Another issue of concern is the use of toxic metals by illegal miners. The director of the institute, Dr. Osman Ansansari, talks about the impact of toxic metals and the health of the miners.
They use all kinds of chemicals. Some have even started using cyanide. Mercury they use, you don't mind them. They are telling you that it's expensive, but they get the mercury. And most of them are young, and they still have about 30 years, 40 years to live.
Chemicals like cadmium, chromium, and mercury cause impaired memory, hearing impairment, miscarriages, neurological damage, lung cancer, kidney damage, among other health issues. A deputy director general of the CSIR, Professor Rose Mama Nsua Mensah, while commending the media in the fight against galamsey, praised Wacom, a CSO in mining, for its role in highlighting issues in the mining industry and assisting mining-affected communities. Ken Ashigbe of the Graphic Communications Group said the next level of the media coalition against galamsey is to encourage companies and individuals to support CSIR financially when signing on to the Media Galamsey campaign. This is because research by the institute that revealed the destruction of water bodies were funded by donor agencies.